This I believe that you can overcome anything. I've always been told that I could overcome anything. Everyone used to tell me that all the time, and I used to believe it. Sometimes not being good at what I was doing would sometimes cloud my judgment about this thing. When I was 4 years old, I was adopted. My birth parents were both alcoholics. My birth mom was a drug addict and had a lot of mental problems. My birth father was abusive, so all of this had a negative impact on my childhood. I got moved from home to home, from staying with my mother, then to my father, then to a foster home, then to getting adopted. The woman I now know as mom is a woman who adopted me. I stayed with her while the adoption was being finalized. In this process, my new mom gave me everything. I was given a huge room with a big television and lots of toys. There were a lot more things that I had, but don't really remember. I also remember everything being pink. The room and everything in it was pink, so eventually my favorite color was pink. Things were fine until a couple days after I started getting comfortable in my new home. I started developing this uneasy, worried kind of feeling. For some odd reason, I would have nightmares every night about getting taken away from my new mom. I would always sleep with my mom because I was too scared to sleep by myself. I'd always end up crying to my mom, asking her if they were gonna take me away. One day, the social workers came to my house and I thought they were gonna take me back to my dad's house, so I hung onto my mom's leg and started crying. That day, my mom looked me in my eyes and told me, "Miracle, I'd never let anything happen to you. I would never let anyone take you away from me." It was funny because the social workers were only there because they wanted to drop off some new toys and clothes for me. Even after that, I was still paranoid about everything. There were times where I'd get so paranoid I wouldn't eat. Like, my mom would try to give me food and I'd be so scared about getting taken away, so I just wouldn't eat. Eventually, I developed some weight problems. I was underweight. Fast forward a couple years, everything was fine. I was your normal kid after I realized no one was gonna take me away and I was completely fine. I started eating again and gained enough weight to be your average 6-year-old. Fast forward a couple more years and it was the start of middle school. During these years, I was still pretty skinny, but I had a good amount of weight on me. Middle school and junior high school were the hardest years of my life, only because I got picked on a lot. I got picked on for the smallest things too. Girls and boys at my school would always say things like, "Look at her, she's so fat," or "She stuffs her bra, her boobs aren't real," and "Oh my God, she has on Converse instead of Jordans, ha ha ha, she's wearing apple bottom jeans." It was hard for me to make friends because nobody liked me. I wanted to be like the popular kids. I only had one friend. Her name was Talia. She and I were the friends until the absolute end. That was until she had to move. After she left, things were still the same, but slightly easier. People still picked on me and spread rumors about me. Junior high school wasn't any easier. School was hard. I still barely made any friends. Girls didn't pick on me anymore, it was just the guys who picked on me a lot. Eventually, I developed a tough shell and started to ignore the things people said to me or about me. I made a lot of friends and even got a boyfriend. Things were actually starting to fall in place for me. Fast forward to today. Today, my life is great. I have a great mom, I have good grades in school, I have a lot of friends, I'm healthy, I love school, I met a lot of great people in my life, and I'm about to graduate in a few months. I'll be attending college in the fall. I guess you could say that life is great. Overcoming having a rough childhood, being adopted, having weight problems, and being bullied throughout high school really made me believe that you can overcome anything.